systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the channel. Today is a Monday, March 29th, 2010. And my name is Matt. That was disgusting.
And my name's Danny.
Thank you guys so much for being with us. Episode 329.
You didn't hear that.
The Monday night show. I did hear that.
I tried to keep it muffled.
I heard it rumbling your stomach. That was
disgusting.
I tried to.
I was going to, instead of saying my name, I was just going to burp.
Oh, well, thank you. You're a classy lady.
But classy lady. I kept it under my breath, kind of... silent belch.
If I ever get just filthy rich, I'm sending you to a finishing school for ladies. For ladies,
I'll be kicked out in 2 days. Just
well, that's
come
fine.
Pick me up.
That's fine. Then you'll have something fun to talk about. It'll be great.
It would be kind of fun, actually. Cause
so
they wouldn't break me. They can't.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
I'd send you to like a boot camp finishing school.
Oh, I would kick its ass.
I would personally
in every like physical aspect, but like the whole like.
I would personally hire Sergeant Slaughter to finish
you. To make me more girly?
To finish you. That's right. Because he is the girliest wrestler. He knows how to finish a woman.
Yeah, I don't think it would work, dude.
No.
Sorry, no.
So this is Monday show, 329, of course. Feedback doesn't seem to be functioning at the moment. I don't know if you guys know what's up with the AttackWorks site, if you use that feedback system, but... anyway, just type in the chat, and I'll try and see it. If not, I don't know what to tell you. But, yeah, 406-204-4687. You always give us a call, of course. Got the Ustream app going for your mobile devices, of course, or thejamhole.com/live. It's where you probably should be watching these.
Hoorah.
So, thejamhole.com/contest. Got a few more entries I'd like to go through here. Of course, the contest ends April 15th. We will announce the winner.
Which is Keith's birthday.
That's right. We will announce the winner the Friday show right after that. It's the next day. So, yeah. All you got to do is go there, make sure you remember the forums, and there's a few criteria that you need to include in the message, and that will help us pick one male, one female listener.
Got to give us a little bit of the down low on your story.
That's right. Hey, what have you done for us lately?
We care. We need to know. We want to know about you.
That's absolutely right.
We do care.
But yeah, we got two autographed What Do We Do Now books to give away. One to a lucky male, one to a lucky female. So yeah, the latest few entries we got. One by Elastoplastic. He says, male, engaged, seriously going to get married, .. again, .. if I can't figure this shit out this time, .. well, I'm giving up. I feel your pain, Broseph. I feel it. So I need this book. Actually, I already have it, and my fiance likes it better than any of the other books we've gotten for relationship discussion. But, you know, who doesn't want Keith and Chemda's autograph? Just started listening to The Jam Hole, so haven't done much with it yet. So, right
on.
It is
a really good book, I have to say.
Yeah,
I read
it through and through.
It only took me like 3 days to get through, man.
Yeah.
And it was seriously entertaining. If not helping me in my relationship status, it was definitely giving me LOLs all day long, dude.
And sometimes LOLs, that's the best medicine.
Yeah, sometimes that's just what I need, man.
I read that somewhere. I think it was in the PDR. It was in the middle of hydrocodone, oxycodone, laughter, Xanax. It was
morphine,
in there somewhere.
Right.
Right. So.
Okay. Yeah, but no, it's really a good read. So if you haven't read it, you should go out and read it.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
I'm really bugged. Like, every time I look at the feedback screen, it's just big black words. It's like, service unavailable.
I can't help it. Just take it down so you don't sit there and look at it.
Okay, never mind.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right.
See, Michael's good, man. Mr. Khalili. He's on his shit for sure. So, thejamhole.com/feedback. Type shit and I'll give it a read, of course. And then, yeah, the number 406-204-4687. So, the good doctor, Brendanos, he entered. He says, I gave up on the opposite sex when I realized all women were cold-blooded reptiles. I'll give you that no argument here, sir.
I am not.
Ask me why you're so cold all the time.
Because I'm from Florida and I smoke a lot.
See, I'm a warm-blooded mammal. Whereas you are a cold-blooded reptilian bitch.
You are actually overheated all the time.
I know.
I'm actually cold all the time.
I'm too warm-blooded. Way too much.
I think I'm actually at the normal way because I've been up here for quite a while, so I can sustain being somewhat cold or whatever.
Yeah.
No, I think you're just always hot.
I am. I can't help it.
Yeah.
It's just how God made me.
And I do smoke a lot, and I hear that
God
made
me
your
hot.
Blood and makes you colder.
That's urban myth. Old wives' tale.
Well, I lived in Florida for the majority of my life, too. So
Nolly Zundead says, they say laughter is the best medicine, but I've been watching South Park for 3 weeks, and my AIDS has yet to clear up. So maybe if you have AIDS, not so much. But hey, at least you can laugh about it, right?
No. If I had AIDS,
remember,
I wouldn't laugh about it.
Remember when I got AIDS because I was sharing needles and having unprotected gay sex and got a blood transfusion in Tijuana? My T cell count is low. So he says, I do need to find out how to tame them, the reptilian cold-blooded women.
Right.
So the insects that follow me around can be eliminated by their lovely tongues. Right. Ergo, if you have bugs on your nuts, like that old ICP song, you could also get one of these cold-blooded reptilian women to take care of that for you. They'll just lick up all the bugs.
Yo nuts, we want your nuts. We'll
itch and scratch and bite your nuts. Yo nuts, we want your nuts.
Oh please, dirty sluts.
Oh, thank you for that little blast from the past.
Oh yeah.
Jesus Christ. So
I actually know that whole song word for word,
I'm sure you do. He says, is there a chapter in the book about how to discipline the more feisty wenches? I think there is, actually. I would be happier if I don't win, as the postage to London, UK is probably more than the gemhole can afford, unless Danny sells her car and or, perchance, her last ovary. Amen to that, brother. Times is tough.
I don't think anyone will pay for my last ovary, dude.
Yeah, probably
not. It's been
through a lot. It's running on its last cylinder. What do ovaries run on?
Eggs?
Cylinders?
I don't fucking
Eggs?
Know.
You're on your last
Blood.
Egg. Tick.
My thing doesn't work. I'm cool.
It's cool. I hit snooze on it. Good luck and good fortune to y'all. Peace 5000. G, word up.
Word up.
Beer Bear entered. He says, male, recently divorced, and I've been voting for Jam Hole and Keith and the Girl on Podcast Alley since I've been following Jam Hole on Twitter. Plus, come on, Keith and Matt both have a hard time saying my chat name. Beer Bear.
Beer bear.
I just say bear bear.
Beer bear.
Beer bear.
Beer bear.
Beer bear.
I've never had a problem, dude.
That's what I'm saying. What are you talking about? What more do I need to say? I've been listening to Keith and the Girl since episode 168. Wow, I think you have been beat. I was listening since one something. It was down in them episodes.
Huh.
Those were the good old days. Well, I've only been able to find Jam Hole recently, but I definitely see the influence. It's working for you two pretty good. Anyway, I could use this book to help figure out what to do to make sure that I don't have another X next time.
Plus,
it will look cool for me to be reading this while wearing my What Do We Do Now? Keith and the Girl shirt that I've been wearing for a couple years. I got that shirt, too. That was one of the free ones Keith sent us up. That's cool that's what they named the book after.
He sent me a Keith and the Girl three-quarter sleeves white and green shirt.
We gave that to somebody,
MDS.
Yeah, MDS
because
has that.
It didn't fit me right, dude. It was it looked like pajamas on me. It was weird. I don't know. I thought it was a chick's three-quarter sleeve shirt. I didn't know it was a dude's baseball shirt.
And going back to what Nolly's Undead said about laughter not curing AIDS, I just remembered something. Didn't they have a South Park episode where Magic Johnson found the cure to AIDS? All you have to do is take $500,000 and blend it up and then mix that into a solution, put that in a syringe, and then inject that. And you just keep, throwing money in it like that, and it'll clear it right up. South Park told me so.
Okay.
I know. I
watched
it.
Anyway, so I was going to say, Beer Bear has actually become a pretty darn good regular listener.
Yeah,
so.
Very amusing feedback. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
And the last one for tonight here, Ryan Micklewright, guy I work with, actually. Uh-huh. He entered. Male, engaged to wed. I film part of the 250 show and have donated a lot of money to Jam Hole and still ain't won shit. He did. He entered five or six times in that iPod giveaway.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Alana ended up winning. Which is funny because we did that live on air and MDS was here even when we did that.
Yeah.
And
I think MDS picked the winner out of the hat.
Something like that. But yeah, I think he entered the most and didn't win. And Alana entered a few times, I think, and she ended up winning.
Yeah.
So that's the luck of the draw, man. I could have been a scumbag and been like, all right, whoever pays me the most gets it. But then at right. that point, we're just auctioning off an iPod pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, I tried to give it some sort of random, you know, sense to it. Like, at least where you have as many entries as you pay for, but then those are getting picked out of a hat. So the guy that bought one entry could still win, but you have a better chance if you give. And we needed money, and, you know, of course we still do.
Thejamhole.com/donate.
And, yeah, she's got some cool hemp necklaces she's
really
been making.
Do. I've been really bored lately.
If we have any hippie listeners, they would go great with some patchouli just splashed on there.
Some of these are just really cool, beautiful. Dude. Like, you don't need to be a hippie to wear them or anything, dude. They're fucking cool.
Oh, no, I know. I wear one. I'm not a hippie. Mine's got the Jamhole Sterling
Platinum logo. Dude, I think we should get some more
logo.
Of these. Like, maybe not, like, in solid silver, but
I'm out of $100 bills to throw at things we wear around our necks.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But, no, dude, I've got, like, probably, what, six or seven of these badass hemp necklaces.
Once you get a few more of those made, we're going to put them up in the store at thejamhole.com/store. We have, three shirts left. They're all extra large, so we'll be getting some more products pretty soon. The Book of Matthew's there for digital download or actual CD. The 250 live show, that's in there. Jamhole Church stickers, all that stuff's in there. So definitely check out the store if you want some stuff. We're broke, so. He goes on to say, I've plastered outlying towns with Jamhole stickers and have been a guest on the show a couple of times. Like any couple, we have our problems and we need an alternative source of solving them rather than letting time pass without solving anything, which inevitably past problems get brought up again in later fights, so we need a way to squash our shit. Hook it up, Matt. Now, when you say we have our problems, do you mean that you maybe lie to her when you're buying weed? Those kind of problems or what? What are we talking about here? Colin, I'll help you out. Wait, is she listening? He is getting the weed for free. Okay. Did I fix that? Good. So, thejamhole.com/contest. That'll give you a link to the forums post here and all the rules. You can go ahead and post there. And as we get a few more, we'll read them on the show. And like I said, April 15th, that's the cutoff date. And the Friday right after that, we'll announce the winner. So, moving on. Saturday morning. This was pretty awesome. This hasn't happened here yet. And, you know, we live in a pretty conservative religious valley here. The Flathead Valley is filled with lots of churches and Jesus love and homeopathy and chiropractors and all that shit. So every now and then when I get home, I come home to a door hanger. And it's like, we're from some church or another, and we want to tell you about what God can do for you. You know, and they all have different things they offer. Some is, you know, everlasting life. Some is good health and will. And it's just, it's all dumb shit, whatever. But this time, so we're chilling, I'm smoking weed, just getting blazed, because it's my Saturday, and that's what I do, and we're eating food, watching Code Monkeys.
Right.
Have you ever seen the show Code Monkeys? Because it is an amazing show, and I need to see if they made more than one season, because I really hope they did, because that was a great show. Anyway, we're watching that, House Smells Like Weed, knock on the door. Did you hear the door knock? I don't think so.
No. We pause it, and silent. We hear a knock again.
Like, all right, I go and check the window, see who's out there, and it's this big Dodge truck, and I'm like, oh, that's weird. Go and open the door. As I open the door, I see this large lady, and you know, they all dress the same. They all have those weird denim jean, what are they called, dresses, I guess?
Is it a blouse?
It's like a full thing over, and then the dress part, like a one-piece denim dress. And they all these church people wear that same dress. It's really weird.
A denim dress, kind of like my jean overcoat,
but a dress of sorts. Not important, neither here nor there. But she's wearing that. She has a kid with her. And I open the door, and I'm like, hi. And she comes over with paper in hand, pamphlet, like trying to hand it to me. And I look down at it, and I see the words Jesus, and I look up at her right in the eyes, and I'm like, I am so sorry, but we're all atheists here. And she like went from all smiles to like,
oh.
And then, so lately, one of the main arguments is that without God, there can be no morality. So anyone that is a godless heathen is evil. So I have made it a point to show how completely nice atheists can be. So I look at her and I say that, and she gets all sad, and I'm like, but it's a beautiful day outside.
Yeah, I know.
I was so super nice to her.
You
I'm
guys
like,
go have fun.
You guys enjoy that sunshine out there, and hey, have a great day. And right? She just was like, she didn't know what to think of it. She's like,
wow, atheists are nice.
Weird.
I don't understand.
And as I shut the door and shit after I said that, and she's like, oh, okay, you too. Like, I didn't really give her a chance to talk. I was just so overtly nice and quick with it, you know, like, beautiful out. What a wonderful day. God bless. Have a great day. Get out of here now. And
right.
So she's walking away, and I go and look out the window again. And they always take this type of thing, like when this yeah. happens, when they get denied or someone's like, ah, oh, fuck you. And that's what they expect, I think, is for people to either be like, I'm already religious, in which case they're like, well, which religious denomination are you? Because there's only one right one, and we happen to found it.
Right.
It's like, really? Of out of all the denominations, you and your little cult found the right one. Okay, cool. And she, you know, daughter with her little girl, and then another girl was sitting in the truck, and as she's walking out, she's walking with more spring in her step, like, this just makes me stronger in my faith. And
right.
I know that she was talking to her daughter, like, those people are going to hell and this and that. And it's like, well, why, mommy? They seem like perfectly nice people because they're godless heathens. Well, why weren't they evil? And it's like, I should have just invited them in, like, hey, we're just smoking weed watching Code Monkeys. Come on in.
Right.
You want a bong hit? You got a card? What's up? You know? So pretty amusing. I enjoy that kind of stuff. I wish we wouldn't have been like just waking up and baked and half fucking naked
yeah.
eating breakfast. I would have been like,
just
come
chilling.
On in. Let me turn my Jesus mics on and we'll have a little discussion.
Right.
Maybe next time, though. So, yeah, that was pretty amusing. And then we watched a movie, and I wasn't having very high hopes for this movie.
Uh-huh.
But holy shit, man, it blew my fucking world. I was like,
which one, the zombie movie?
Zombies of Mass Destruction. And like I said, you guys might not like this. I am a huge zombie movie fan.
I love a good zombie movie.
One of them things, you know. So this one, thank you. But this one was like, I was expecting it to be more of a B movie of sorts, because it didn't look like there was much of a budget
right.
at all. But man, they did it really good. The first
yeah.
fucking scene is a zombie ripping a fool's face off. And I mean, like, peeling
the
it.
Face.
Peeling it the fuck back, dude. And they just gets
it
off.
Chews on
it. Starts chewing on it. Oh, it was so awesome at that point. I was like, I'm in. Let's do it.
This is cool.
Pass the bong. We're going in.
It was pretty cool, though. It was kind of a spoof movie.
Yeah, kind of, but it wasn't like really overly
right.
stupid to be like, this is making fun of this. It was done with some class.
So it like followed a couple different groups of people in the beginning to give it some plot. And there was a gay couple.
Okay, hold on. The gay couple just moves back to this little town.
Well, no, they didn't move back. They came
they
back
were visiting.
To go to the guy's mother
right.
to tell him that
he was
going
to come out of the closet
right,
to
right.
her.
So that's why they had come back. And then there was a lady who is, I guess, a godless Jezebel.
A godless Jezebel.
That
right.
is running against the mayor.
Who is a god.
Who's actually a school teacher.
Person, right.
And then, there's another one with a Hindu girl or whatever that was born
yeah.
in the U.S. Or
the,
Irani.
It was the atypical Middle Eastern family living in a small, white, redneck-ish type of town with that mentality, and everyone's like, why is his restaurant so popular? We were white and we worked just as hard as they did and
yeah.
this and that. It's like,
the
well,
rednecks and
you
shit.
Were drinking and being an alcoholic and he's actually working because that's all they
right,
fucking
right.
do.
So anyway, later
suicide
on.
Suicide bombing and working. That's all they do.
Later on, like they have a whole cool church spin on it, which I thought was awesome.
Right. Okay. So all the zombies are attacking shit and some people are running out in the streets trying to survive. Others are boarding up in their house. These people break out of the house because mom turns into a zombie right as the guy's coming out of the closet.
Yeah.
Mom, I suck dick. And she comes out all just zombie. Dude, you turned your mom into a zombie. It was so funny.
Like before they walk into the house, he's like, you never told me how your dad reacted when you came out.
Yeah,
he's like, that's not
like
important.
That.
And then when the mom comes out and they fucking have to stab her and pin her against the wall. And the guy looks at his partner. He's like, that's how my dad reacted.
Yeah. And there's a bunch of cool stuff in there. But the other part I wanted to talk about was that the gay guys break out, and the only real safe place left is, of course, the church.
Right.
So they bust ass to the church. They're taking zombies out as best they can and shooting them. He runs out of bullets and this and that. And they bust open to the church, and everyone, there's like five or six people there.
They're
and
the preacher, bingo night.
Bingo night. And the preacher's there. B12, like the vitamin, wanky wank. And the two gay guys bust in, and they're like, what? It was so great. So then they're like, the people that have turned into zombies are impure.
Right.
I can make you all pure.
And they're the godless sinners.
Heathens and Jezebels. And then they're like, well, lots of people that go to church are zombies. They had skeletons in their closet. It was so funny just how they, like, they showed the contrast between, like, here's all the church people and they're not zombified yet, but the preacher is still at the end of the zombie apocalypse, still trying to convert people. Like, dude, just forget it.
The gay guys try to hide their gayness while they're in the church so that way they don't get found out. They end up, like, fucking taking this dude, and he's gonna try and convert them by, like, strapping him down in his chair and showing him fucking homoerotic shit with putting an IV drip in his arm, so every time he sees something homoerotic, he gets nauseous. Homo. And he's, like, looking at it, and it's, like, some old, like, black and white
cowboys and Indian
thing. He's looking at it like, this is homoerotic.
I'll show you homoerotic.
I know, as soon as it's over, he grabs his boyfriend, dude, and kisses him. He's like, I love you.
And then he, like, passes the fuck out. But, it was a pretty cool movie. Definitely check it out if you're out of stuff to watch or whatnot.
It was really cool. I liked it a lot.
So, the next thing I wanted to mention, we got the video up, finally, of the Sandpoint trip. We did a little fun kind of skit of sorts. So, it's at thejamhole.com/YouTube. It's called Kitty Freakout or something. Or what is the cat do? I forget what its name. Something like that. It's the newest video we've uploaded. Yeah. So, definitely check that out. It's
Kitty.
Us driving through Libby, and you'll see we're pointing out, like, casino, casino, church, liquor store, casino, casino. 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 So
movie
fun.
Store.
But yeah, and then it cuts to what the cat is doing while we were gone, which was pretty interesting to see. And then it cuts back to the Kootenai Bridge. You can see me walking across the bridge in super fast mode, whatever. And so pretty cool video. That was the Kootenai Falls and whatnot and the road up to Libby.
Right.
Can you do me a solid?
What's up?
Stop farting.
I've had enough. Farting.
I am a man. Okay. And I will fart. You,
I'm a woman. I'm
and you will
fart.
Not. Women do not fart.
Yeah, they do.
No, they shouldn't.
Fine, they fluff. And guess what? My fluff sounds like a fart.
That's so foul. I can't. I hate when you do that so
bad. I can't.
Bad.
I'm not going to fucking just sit here and hold it, dude.
Don't
it
be
starts
like.
To get painful. I live with you,
I understand
dude.
That. We have multiple rooms here. Okay. Can I ask you to stop being like, hey, Matt? And I'm like, huh?
No, because I'm fucking tired of it, dude.
Little kiss for you. Wow, Dana. Thank you for that.
Well, dude, I'm fucking sick of it. It's annoying because you walk around. Dude, every morning I wake up to you pissing and farting like a trumpet.
Hey,
okay?
I am a man.
I don't care what the fuck you are.
And I will
it's
piss
still disgusting.
And I will play the stars
fucking
and fucking
walk around.
I will play the stars and stripes with my farts if I want to. Because I'm a man. And that's what men do.
Dude, it's really annoying because you walk around the house just farting and going, Kitty!
Well,
fucking all pissed
it's,
off. And you know it's not the cat.
Sometimes
and we're
it
outside
is.
Smoking and you're farting and shit. You know, if we're outside smoking and I need to fart, guess what? I'm going to fart. I'm so tired of holding it with you. I've been with you for over a year and you can't handle me farting around you?
I can handle
Grow
it.
Grow the fuck up.
I just prefer not to.
Well, guess
Grow
what?
Grow the fuck up. You're the one that's always like, hey, I got a little kiss for you.
Oh, yeah, I've done that once.
Oh, look, there's one out my pussy.
Matt.
That's you.
I have done that once.
I know.
Just to get on your nerves, so fucking
Is that
cut
why
it out.
You did it?
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Because it annoys me that you fucking think it's so disgusting and shit, but you know what? You know what's even more disgusting?
Well, it's not so
and what's
disgusting.
Worse is fucking
it's...
ask of your partner is to fucking sit there and be in pain because she can't fart around her boyfriend because he thinks it's disgusting.
I didn't say that.
Yeah.
I you said did. Just stop
just
calling
stop, doing it?
Stop calling so much attention to it. That's all.
No, dude,
I don't
even
need
call
you
any attention to it.
I don't need you to point out every time you fart. That's all I'm asking. Can you do that for me?
Wow, dude. Amesby said, I've been with my husband for almost 6 years and I've never farted around
See,
him. Amesby, you have got to be in pain.
There's a classy lady.
Or you're a balloon.
I'm telling you, Sergeant Slaughter's finishing school for women who try to act like dudes. That's where you're
Dude,
going.
Dude, I don't care. I'm you not fucking hope. Holding it or covering it up around you anymore. It's so annoying.
Okay, if I go into the other room and not bring attention to it or blame it on the cat, will you try to also?
To what? Not do it in the same room?
To just not be like, oh, I'm about to fart. Everyone,
I don't
hold on.
Do that,
hold on.
Matt.
I got to send out a Twitter. I'm about to fart.
Matt.
Send.
Stop blowing it way out of proportion. I don't fucking do that.
Blowing it. That's awesome.
Matt.
No, I know. It's not that bad. That was exaggerated, but.
Yeah, seriously.
Can we make a deal? I will stop being so. I don't even know what.
You
just stop
draw
farting.
More attention to your fucking farts than anybody
else.
I'm a
else man,
I know.
Damn it.
It doesn't
You're lucky.
Matter.
I'm
You're
not
asking me to stop doing what you do.
Just around. But I'm a man.
But my body
you
still
can't
works the
walk
same
around.
Way.
Can you walk around twirling your dick like I can? Mm-mm. You know why? Because I'm a man. And that's what men do. We twirl our dicks.
Dude. My body works the same way yours does when it comes to that aspect. And
I
guess
know.
What? It's not going to stop. Okay?
Okay, if you stop doing that, I'll
I don't
start.
Fart nearly as much as you do.
I'll
so
start lighting them
me.
On fire.
Fine, I'll do the same fucking thing. What are you
going to
do about it?
Can we make a video of that?
Yeah.
Like you here and me here and just like flames.
Then will you leave me alone
that
about
would be
farting?
Awesome, yes.
We'll do that.
It'll be great until we both walk into the ER with third degree
burns
on our
asses
assholes. And balls and vaginas. Oh fuck, that's
dude
fun.
It's not a big deal, okay? You just gotta get over it. I'm not about to fucking
no,
live with somebody.
It was just something I wanted to bring up.
Yeah, I'm just not about to live with somebody.
Cause most
and not
girls
be comfortable, dude.
Yeah, no, and that's how you measure how well a relationship is going usually. Or when that's how you know when you're comfortable is when you can fart around your partner and then
I'm
still
just tired of
and
it.
Then still go throw it in the butt every now and then.
I'm just tired of it, man. It's
oh,
annoying.
I feel it.
I've been able to fart around Ashley since I've known her.
Nacho Camacho says, Terrence and Philip. Hey, Terrence. Oh, Philip, you're a fart fucker. But
anyway.
Yeah, so, I got some beats, finally, actually paid for. Thank you. That's right. Woot. It's been a long time coming. I figured now that I'm going to be performing, I should probably purchase my own beats instead of stealing others off of SoundClick or wherever
right,
I found those
right.
at. So I just wanted to point out Thursday we're having a party, Grizzly Jack's Girls Night, dancing,
yep.
me rapping, Sean rapping,
again.
Lyrical, Papa Pill, me, Matt Lee. I don't know what's my rap name. Is it Matt Lee?
I think it's Hazmat.
Is it
I
Haz?
Still like
Hazmatic?
That.
Hazmat. I don't know. I can rhyme words with whatever, so it
I
doesn't
still
matter.
Like Hazmat. I really do.
Okay, so yeah, we'll be performing there Thursday evening, and then April 20th, we got a pretty, from what I've heard, I don't have all the details of who's all going to be there and all that, but from what I've heard, we have a pretty big show coming up April 20th in Spokane, Washington. So if you guys are local here to Kalispell, make the ride over with us. If you live in Washington, April 20th, it's at some paintball assault arena, so it's
Am
a
I gonna
huge
get to
venue.
Play paintball with you guys
while we're rapping. Like,
can I shoot
up
you
there rapping,
while you're rapping,
deflecting with my rap hand? No,
can I shoot
no.
you?
No, you cannot.
Damn,
I will have hard enough time writing songs, memorizing songs, and getting them down so that I can breathe while I rap them. So,
right,
just wanted
right.
to mention that. Got some beats; they're mine. I bought them with money. So,
I can't
jamhole.com/donate.
I can't wait for this Thursday though. I'm excited because, like, dude, I haven't gone out and danced since I was in Florida, and like,
you got the itch ever since last
yeah,
Thursday.
Yeah, it was so much fun, dude. Like, I'm like, shit, I want to do that again. I forgot how awesome it was, and I don't. That's the first time you've ever seen me dance, and we've
that's
been together
right.
for
and
a
I
long
danced
time.
With you.
You did.
And the other thing, yeah, I put the video up of Danny dancing at thejamhole.com/YouTube and also of Papa Pill and Lyrical, Sean and Isaiah.
That was a
there.
Crappy little dance video, too,
oh,
by
I
the
thought
way.
It was cool. It was fun. But
I danced more badass after that.
Okay. Well, there's a video of them doing a song up on our YouTube, so you can see what they're about, and hopefully we'll remember to press record when I perform
well,
this Thursday.
Well, guess what?
So.
Wednesday, actually, Ashley is off of her probation.
Sweet deal.
And she's been on probation for like 3 years now. So this is her last week. And so on Thursday, she's going to come out to celebrate with us and stuff and watch you rap and stuff. And
Beer Bear says, I was throwing dollars at the screen when I was watching Danny dance. I know, dude. I'm telling you. She can shake that ass.
What? Nolly's Undead says, dance. Make that pay for what?
For you, Danny. Become a stripper. It can't not work out great. I know.
I was
that,
a stripper. Thanks.
Except that there's no strip clubs here, and there's one in Missoula, right. And it's pretty nasty. So
yeah, and dude, it was so funny, though, because like, earlier when I was doing the dishes and shit, I was listening to that Ludacris album.
Who got the holy fucking piss scared out of them, by the way?
Anyway, before you came home and Ashley was leaving to go back to her house to get whatever, I turn on that Luda album and I just start dancing. She's like, holy shit. I'm like, fuck yeah.
Fuck
you don't
yeah.
even know.
Work it out, girl.
She was like,
work
fuck,
it
you
out.
Move fast. I'm like, fuck yeah, dude. I'm like, you don't even know. And like, dude, I don't even think I stopped dancing until she walked out the door.
So then, check this out. In the middle of my route, I come by because I got to pick something up. I forget what I was doing. Oh, I had to take a dump.
Yeah.
No, that was earlier.
Yeah.
And then I came back again.
To what did you come
maybe
back
it was
for?
When I took a dump.
No, because Ashley was here. Ashley
yeah,
wasn't
was...
here when you came back the second time. You came back to work on the video.
Oh, yeah, I put that video together. Right. Okay, so I come back. No one's here. Danny's here. I hear
fucking
music.
Stereo's going.
I hear music, like, outside, so it's loud. So
fuck,
I sneak
yeah.
in the door, and I see her back to me doing the dishes. And I slowly come up behind her, and she's dancing still a little bit, so I, like, put my arms up here. I'm like, yeah! And she fucking screamed. Dude, I almost got a fucking left hook to the eye. It was so funny, though.
It was so great.
Funny.
I can't wait, though. I'm so excited, dude. I've been working on my dance moves. You don't even know.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm excited. So, yeah, been practicing performance. It's going to be great. I'm really excited about this. We had a meeting on Saturday that I had mentioned on the Friday show.
Oh, yeah? How'd that go?
Good. We went to Isaiah's house and talked about, you know, what we're going to do, what they expect from me, what I expect from them, how this is going to work and all that. So, yeah, looks like it's going to work out pretty good. So
yeah, I'm excited. You know, this is really funny because you were like, hey, you want to go out to Grizzly Jackson, watch Isaiah and Sean do some hip-hop? I'm like, yeah, sure. I don't have a job this time, so I can't be like, oh, I have to get up in the morning or whatever. So I'm like, yeah, sure. Let me get out and enjoy myself, whatever. And then you're like, hey, maybe I should perform. I'm like, yeah, that's a good idea. And the most I thought about it was, you know, maybe somebody will buy a couple CDs and we could throw out cards and stickers, promote the show a little bit, and that'd be about
and be
it.
Done
have
with
some
it.
Fun, whatever.
Yeah.
And this whole thing just went boom.
I know.
Hey, I want you on my crew. I want you to do this show. I want you to fucking go on tour with us. Here's the dude that does our beats, blah, blah, blah. It's like,
yeah, huh. Good deals. Like, I'm still making payments on my beats, like the expensive ones, but these ones are a lot cheaper, and so it's something that I just bought outright, not having to put them on layaway, so I'll have some new material to perform and stuff and work on, so it'll be cool.
This is really cool.
But
I'm
yeah,
excited,
and I don't,
dude. If
I don't
this goes further, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, and I don't want to make it sound like I'm hooked up with, like, these giant record labels and all that. It's just a couple of kids that are doing what I'm doing, except they're performing, and they have venues and bars that they perform at. So they're taking me in to be a part of it, which is cool.
Yeah, so it's really cool. You kind of happened to come in at the right time. I guess they had just lost somebody or something.
Yeah, they had some drama and stuff, but that always happens. So yeah. No worries. But yeah, so it'll be cool. Thursday night, anyone wants to come hang out. You do got to be 21 up, of course, because it's a bar. So nothing I can really do about that. But if you got a fake ID, I'm not saying they're not going to check it. But, you know. Use your own discretion.
Or
you're
can
all
catch
big boys.
The shit on YouTube the next morning.
If she remembers to press record. Right. So. Anyway, moving on here. Did you hear there was a Moscow attack lately? You know where Moscow is, not Idaho.
Don't really
Russia.
Care.
So it was some suicide bombings done by some women, which is interesting.
Cool.
Brazen suicide bombings in the center of Moscow on Monday confronted Prime Minister Vladimir Putin with a grave challenge to his record of curbing terrorism. He could have a show like instead of Curb Your Enthusiasm, it'll be like Curb Your Terrorism. And it'll be like President Putin trying to keep a rap on all these female Muslim suicide bombers. And just, like, trying to make it funny, like, that's Moscow, blah, and then it blows up.
Oh, God.
So, that's pretty cool. It raised the possibility that he would respond as he had in the past by significantly tightening control over what government there is there. The explosion set off by female suicide bombers in two landmark subway stations killed at least 38 people and wounded scores of others, touching off fears that the Muslim insurgency in southern Russia, including Chechnya, was once again being brought to the country's heart. Now, my question is, what the fuck are you blowing up there?
And why?
Is there anything in Russia? Because last I saw, we blew up everything between World War II, the Cold War, whatever else happened in between then within their own little fucking bullshit sides.
Right.
Like, are there landmarks still there that are standing? I just thought it was a bunch of rubble still. They were going to build it. They were going to rebuild. But then they were, like, completely broke. And then that was back when Russia kind of dissolved the USSR or whatever. And then they were, like, their own little states. And then they kept fighting. So now we're like, all right, we need a guy that's going to handle this. And now it's back again. What are you blowing up there, women? What's going on?
Stuff.
What? Rubble? It's like...
You know, stuff. They're just blowing up the stuff that's already been blown up.
This is like an earthquake happening in Haiti. Like, okay, I understand, but does it look any different? Well, our shacks fell over, but we picked them back up. Okay, cool. Well, how's life? Any doing any better?
Nah.
The attacks during the morning rush hour seemed all but designed to taunt the security services, which have been championed by Mr. Putin in the decades since he took power in Russia. The first one occurred in the Lubyanka subway station next to the headquarters of the Federal Security Service, also known as the FSB, which is the successor, of course, to the KGB. So,
what?
I just don't get what they're trying to accomplish by doing that. Like, are you trying to make your point known that, look, we're Muslim and we're chicks? Or, like, why? I don't get what you're trying to do. You can't disrupt the nation's infrastructure because that was already taken care of.
Right.
You can't destroy any more buildings because that was already taken care of. Does the subway system even work there? And if it did, you just blew it up. So now you have no subway system. So what the fuck are you doing? I don't understand that. Putin said, quote, "One thing that I definitely accomplished was this," and he didn't, said Pavel Byov, a Russian who is a professor at the International Peace Research Institute in Oslo. "My feeling is not that this is an isolated attack, that we will see more," he said, "if we are facing a situation where there is a chain of attacks that would undercut every attempt to soften, liberalize, open up, and increase the demand for tougher measures." That's another place I think that just needs to reset, start over, rebuild it. And if you can build it up to somewhere where we're at before someone comes and blows it all down again, then right on. But if not, maybe take that as a sign to stop, to move, stop yeah. building and move somewhere else.
Yeah, maybe it's a sign.
So they're saying, this one guy's saying that the bombings in the Moscow subway came as Russia's financial problems had been agitating the government. Haven't they always had, that's what I don't get. Haven't they always had these problems? Like, it's not a new thing. Like, hey, newsflash, we're broke. You've been broke since probably World War II.
Right.
Like, I don't know what you're protesting. You're blowing up rubble, protesting the fact that you're still broke. Well, then do something about it.
Something, some more stuff.
Do something about it that's not going to involve spending money that you don't have to rebuild buildings that you're just going to blow up again. Because this is very counterproductive. I don't know, dude. The public has become more skeptical about the government in general recent months due to the government's limited ability to tackle the effects of the economic crisis, to the inefficiency and misbehavior of the police, and other issues. Quote, "These terrorist attacks might be another piece in the efforts of those who want to go after the government." So they do have a government set up, right? They went in and reestablished some sort of government. I think.
Is
it
no
just Putin?
Idea.
He's the president, and then that's it? Does he have a building at all?
Don't know, dude.
Do you have an office?
Probably not.
We have a phone line, but all of that infrastructure was destroyed. I had the internet, but that ran through the phone line, and as I just told you, the phone line infrastructure is no more. So, not doing so hot. Not a good time to live in Russia,
nah.
Apparently. So the next thing I wanted to talk about here, this was kind of interesting. We always wonder, well, we know, but we pretend like we don't. We wonder why our nation is so poor. Well, perhaps the problem is that those in charge are spending frivolous money on things that they might not need to. So,
Oh, really?
You didn't need...
Because I had no idea.
You didn't need 4 private jets? That were the R series, not just the base models?
Yeah.
I need stripper poles and fully stocked wet bars in my airplanes, okay?
Right.
That's just how I roll. You want me to run the country, or you want me to do a half-assed job? If you want me to run the country right, I'm going to need fully stocked wet bars and stripper poles. So it comes out that this guy, he is the Republican National Committee Chairman Michael Steele. And they're raising these allegations that he was using party money to buy a private jet for his travel. Which, okay. They say that, you know, he was considering purchasing the plane outright or buying fractional ownership in one through a company like NetJets or whatever. They do shares in airplanes. So he's denying it, and they're saying that he only took private jets when he couldn't, there was like no other option, okay? Say he had to go somewhere where normal airlines didn't go, or in order to get where he was going, it was going to be too many transfers, and he couldn't do it. So, but okay. Then, it says, while he hasn't, this is Michael Steele, the RNC chairman, okay? So it says, while he has not purchased a plane, he continues to charter them. According to federal disclosure records, the Republican National Committee spent $17,514 on private aircraft in the month of February alone. Okay, so 17 grand in February. Another 12,000 on limos during the same time period. So, I mean, you can't just drive a rental car. We understand that. You are the Republican National Committee chairman. You got a role in style. I understand that. You have to offer up a sort of air of confidence and, like, class, right? Driving and being driven around in limos. They don't get much classier than that, right? So,
stupid.
There are no readily identifiable private plane expenses for the Democratic National Committee chairman in the last 3 months of filing. So they're kind of comparing, like, the Republicans are spending all this money, the Democrats aren't spending any. It's like, well, the Democrats fucked up their share of shit already also. So it gets good here where it says that once he was on the ground, the FEC filings say that Steele travels in style. Now, you might be asking yourself, what does traveling in style mean? It means that a $9,000 stop at a Beverly Hills hotel, another $7,000 dropped at the nearby Four Seasons, and almost $2,000 at, are you ready, Voyer, West Hollywood. You ever been there?
No.
Well, if you had been there, you would know that that is a bondage-themed nightclub. Woo! Huh. Featuring topless women dancers imitating lesbian sex. Now, they're not really having lesbian sex, but they're damn good actors, I'll tell you what. So, maybe some unnecessary expenditures there. I don't know. I don't know economics. I'm just saying, maybe a trip to the bondage-themed nightclub Voyeur West Hollywood was not in your budget. So, RNC trips to other cities produce bills from a long list of chic and costly hotels, such as the Venetian and the M Resort in Vegas, and the W, for a total of almost $20,000 in Washington. A midwinter trip to Hawaii cost the RNC $43,000, not including airfare. Why the fuck not? Take a vacay. You've done good work, sir. I mean, look at all of the stuff you have completely fixed. I mean, we all got jobs. We all got health care. We're all making good money for the time that we put in at work. Fuck, I haven't lived paycheck to paycheck in, oh, I don't know, since my last fucking paycheck, you bitch. Quit spending stupid money on cheap hookers and fix shit. Jesus fucking Christ. Take a fucking cab. For a while. We all have to cut costs here, not just us, okay? You too. You fuckers. That blows my mind that, like, everything is so tightening down and getting so fucking to the borderline of being completely broke.
You're out like, this.
Woo, more hookers and Cristal. Yeah. No, I ain't even gonna drink the Cristal. It's to pour over the hookers. Yeah. Good job, guys. Good job. So I just thought that was pretty interesting. Now,
give me a job.
Are you ready for this?
Ready.
In Winnipeg, which is, this is going to be kind of hard to believe because we know how nice Canadians are, right?
Oh, yeah.
We all know. A Winnipeg teenager stabbed his mom in an apparent effort to keep her from drinking and driving, the police said. When all else fails, right?
Right.
I mean, you take her keys. She just hotwires the car. What else are you going to do? I got to stab the bitch. The dispute between, and this is pretty awesome, the dispute between the 14-year-old boy and his 31-year-old mother, so do the math, she was 16 when she had him, something like that, broke out in a home on Toronto Street about 6 a.m. Saturday. Police said the woman had been drinking and the boy did not want her to drive after she got up to leave. Quote, he took the car keys from her and that's when the dispute started. The woman ran from the home carrying the boy's jacket. The boy responded. Now keep this in mind, 14-year-old boy, okay? He responded by throwing a knife and striking her in the upper body. The woman is in stable condition in the hospital. Now, if you know anything about throwing knives,
pent up frustration.
But that's not even the part I'm amazed at. I'm amazed that a 14-year-old boy can throw a throwing knife and get it to stick.
That's
29.
Just the luck of the draw, dude.
I'm 29 years old and I have throwing knives and I used to play with them a lot because I thought that was so cool when you saw it in the movies that the bad guy came up and the good guy took the throwing knife and threw it and it always stuck perfect, like right in his eye and shit. It's not that easy,
it's
dude.
It's not, dude.
Nine times.
I used to
fuck
outside at telephone poles, and it's really hard.
10 times out of 10, I will throw those fuckers, and they will just bounce the fuck off. And this 14-year-old motherfucking ninja throws one
ninja.
And fucking puts her in the hospital? Are you kidding?
He was just luck of the draw, dude.
Is that what it is?
Probably.
Or was he training?
I think it's just luck,
ninja
dude.
Training, I think.
I think it's luck.
Maybe he read that book, How to Kill Your Clone.
I think it's luck, dude.
But I know, I was also thinking that, like, he probably threw it, and it did stick, and he was like, holy shit!
Oh, shit! I just meant to hit you.
That's the first one out of, like, every single time I've done that.
He, like, called his buddies, hey, dude.
Dude, I did it. I did it. You gotta throw
it
like
this.
Right
to my mom's chest.
And it helps if your target is moving away from you. Oh, fuck. Ninja Bear Bear says, Ninja Assassin, the Canuck from Hell. Hackplant says, Naruto is seriously subliminal ninja training. That's true. What kind of jutsu did he have on that throwing knife? You don't know. He was probably like super shadow jutsu. And then he just threw it. And she dropped. So, yeah, the teen, who may not be identified under Youth Court Criminal Justice Act, has been charged with aggravated assault and throwing a pretty wicked blade. He's being held at the Manitoba Youth Center. So, pretty amusing, though. Like, I wish I could have been there to see the look on his face when he threw it and it actually stuck at her. He was like, oh shit! That's awesome. Hold on, let me take a picture. All right, so moving on. You remember a while back, and we've talked about this here and there. No big deal, really, just kind of in passing, we've mentioned it. We've done a couple stories about it. You remember The Choking Game?
Yeah.
Well, The Choking Game is claiming lives now. We warned you. We tried to tell you. If you see your kids playing The Choking Game, you knock that shit the fuck off, right? This is not a game you should be playing. If you want to get high, smoke pot, do acid, something like that. Don't fucking choke each other the fuck out unless it's for, you know, sexual gratification then. By
it's
all
okay.
means. I mean, come on. Who are we to judge, right? So, of course, this happened in Nebraska, Hidahurta. The small Nebraska community of David City, northwest of Lincoln, is mourning the death of an 11-year-old boy. 11? Isn't that so young to be playing those kinds of games? Or is that the ideal
That's
age?
That's normal, dude.
Is that the age where they're like, check this out?
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa, what just happened? I totally just blacked out. Well, let me tell you. You just killed about 10 brain cells. High five, guys. You should wait till at least junior high to start killing brain cells like that. Just a
and
little PSA.
Do it with pot.
And what?
And do it with pot.
Right. Or alcohol. But preferably pot if you want to stay sane. So. The Butler County Sheriff's Office believes Drew Fiala died from suffocation while trying something known among children and teens as the choking game. God, that's such an awful name. Quote, I don't even know how to explain it, said his father. Not even getting hit in the gut is even comparable to how I felt, you know? You mean the feeling of being a horrible parent?
Yes.
Or of actually choking. He's like, no, we tried it too, and it's a crazy feeling. Drew was the only son of Luke and Candy Fiala. Quote, you always
Candy?
Knew... Candy, spelled with a K-A-N-D-I-E.
Bang.
That's your stripper name, though. You always knew he was there, said Drew's, excuse my face, mother, Candy. He made his presence known. Drew's parents and older sister remember him singing loudly with the radio, breakdancing, and trying to be the center of attention. Photos of him show a busy little boy, blah, 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 for 3 hours, who cares? Here we go. Drew Fiala was found in his room with a belt around his neck. He had suffocated. Now, That, to me, that doesn't sound like the choking game. That sounds like a suicide, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Choke, you don't fucking, unless someone taught him how to play it wrong. You know, like as a joke, he comes up to the older kids, like a fifth grader or something. He's like, hey, what are you guys doing? They're like, we're playing the choking game. It's cool.
How do you do that?
Well, I'll tell you. You
fucking take a bell.
You take a hangman's noose.
Right. And you put it on your closet thing. And then you drop your feet and just hang there until you pass out.
The Beer Bear says he always wanted to be the center of attention at his funeral. Oh, Nolly Zendet says, yes, the bloodline is destroyed. The gene pool has gone up a few points. No shit. Maybe try again this time and you won't give birth to a retard. Or some child that is so, you know, what's it called? Impressionable?
Yeah.
But you still,
gullible.
Though, by 11, as parents, you should instill more common sense than that. Like, if I hang myself with a belt, maybe not a good idea.
Yeah, maybe not.
And that you would have enough sense to know that, right?
When you're a game kid or not. And you play the choking game, you play it with somebody else so that way they let go.
Right. Not like...
Not, you're hanging there with your own body weight, you know, against a fucking belt or rope.
Yeah, he was probably hanging there like, okay, so when do you let go? Oh.
Yeah, my neck just
yeah,
broke.
You did that wrong, dude. It's unbelievable. Is this what kids are doing to get high, though, or is this just...
I have
just,
no idea.
I don't understand the motivation
kids
behind this.
Kids that huff antifreeze and shit,
yeah,
okay? I mean,
I guess.
People do dumb shit. Remember the huffing shit?
Yeah.
The jankum?
I don't think that was real, though, was it? Was that a hoax?
I have no idea. If
it was probably started as a hoax, but then kids were like, wow, really? Yeah, really, idiot.
And it turned into a total placebo effect.
Really?
They're like, wow, this is so cool.
Oh, I'm so high on my piss and shit. Oh, fuck yeah. Charlie Clown says, eat cow shit, you'll get high. Yeah. Eat a dick, you'll get high. Fuck. Unbelievable. Do better things with your time, kids. Please. So word of what happened to Drew quickly spread throughout David City. By the next day, Butler County Sheriff Mark Hecker was fielding calls about Drew's death and about the choking game. Quote, if you've got one kid doing it, you'd be foolish to think that's the only kid that's heard about it, thought about it, tried it, said Hecker. Probably, right?
Probably.
It's not just this one kid.
Uh-uh.
But like I said, that doesn't sound like the choking game unless he was totally led astray. There's probably like three kids in his school right now going, oh, fuck. We are so fucked. Dude, we are so fucked right now. They're going to find our prints on that belt. We are so fucked. Oh, man. A quick internet search by KETV revealed hundreds of videos showing kids and teenagers making themselves pass out for the rush of coming to. That is the
what? Of coming
sad-
to?
Yeah, like, it's a rush when you come back into consciousness. What? It's a rush feeling what it feels like to get shot, okay? We're not doing that. It's a rush jumping off bridges. We're not doing that. Well, okay,
well,
maybe we are doing
that. Some of us jump off bridges.
With bungee cords. But I'm saying,
right.
There's a lot of things that'll give you a wicked fucking rush. It's not a good idea to do. Just common sense, that's all. Quote, I absolutely hate the fainting game or the choking game title, said Sheriff Hecker. You hear that? Kids think it's a game. It's not a game. It's a life and death situation. There's no game to it. Well, there's the game of, you know, can you get to your child before he's dumb enough to kill himself this way? That's kind of a fun
game,
you
right.
know? Like to play that. Back at the Fialis home, a strong breeze rattles wind chimes in the front yard. Way to set the scene, Ryder. Quote, when the wind blows, I can hear him, said Candy. Wow. You just
what?
Took this to a whole nother level of creepy. I hear my son's laughter in the wind chimes. Okay, weirdo.
You crazy bitch.
She remembers one of the last conversations she had with him. Quote, he curled up on the couch with me and said, you know, Mom, I turn 12 next week, and I promise, when I turn 12, I'm going to be more mature.
You did a real good job,
kind
kid.
Kind of went the other way with that, didn't you, bud? Drew Fiala was buried on what would have been his 12th birthday. Well, he is more mature now, right?
Yeah, because he's dead.
Right.
And laying
quote,
still.
We need this to stop, said Luke. We don't want any more of these deaths that should never, ever happen. Parent your kids, Drew. That's all. Fuck, dude.
Right.
Or Luke, excuse me. I would have never thought this. Never. There were just too many things in Drew's life that he wanted to do or he wanted to do. What? Nice. There were too many things in his life that he wanted to do, period, or he wanted to do, period. Too many things. Okay. Well, thank you for that. So, well, if you have kids of your own and you're like, hey, Matt, how do I know if my kids are doing this? I'm glad you asked.
And how are they doing this?
Well, let me tell you. I'm glad you asked.
I'm excited to hear
this. Hecker suggested that all parents learn the warning signs of children trying the choking game. Because we know that you are awful parents and that you need our help telling you this. So, number one, sudden bruises or marks around your child's neck. You're either going to find that they're A, into S&M, or B, they're playing the choking game. Number two, ropes, belts, or other materials seemingly show up without reason in your child's possession. Again, you'll know either A, he's into shooting heroin, or B, playing the choking game. Number three, your child starts spending more time alone behind closed doors, which can go back to A and B, which is a wicked S&M habit, or shooting heroin.
or jerking off.
Playing the choking game, or jerking off. Some parent whose kid is like in one of these categories, like spending more time behind closed doors, just because he's going through puberty and he's jerking off more, and they're going to be like, busting in his room. I caught you. Oh, shit. Sorry, son. Sorry. We thought you were choking yourself. And he's like, no, I haven't got there yet. But hold on. I'm choking my dick. Oh, God. And the last one, of course, check your computer for websites or searches about the choking game. But when you do that, make sure you remember that you were searching for that also because you're a dumb parent. So, don't, like, go and yell at your kid because you found your history, okay?
That'd be funny. Yeah. Like, you forget you searched for it. Yeah. Like, you go back, you're like, that motherfucker!
You just discipline the fuck out of his ass for it, and he's like, what? I didn't do anything. And then, from that, he looks it up and then kills himself. That's how that's gonna...
That would be awesome.
That's how that ends up. So, all right, well, moving on, back up to Canada here. This is kind of a weird story. Ottawa, Ontario Court of Appeal quashed a man's sexual assault conviction Friday, finding his girlfriend could consent to sex even when she was out cold due to choking! That was a part of kinky sex play. So, Justice Janet Simmons wrote that nothing in the law prohibits a person from consenting in advance to sexual touching expected to happen while they're unconscious. So from now on, I'm going to need a permission slip and a waiver signed when we get freaky. Because you're going to pass out, I'm going to tag you anally, and you might wake up and be like, whoa.
See, I won't pass out.
That's fucked up.
I'm a little tougher than that.
If we play the choking game, you will. We do kind of play it a little bit, but I don't go that far with you because I don't want you to punch me in the face.
Yeah, because I will.
I know you will. You won't just be like, I need air. You'll be like, douche. By the way, I need air. Hey, yo.
Do you like being choked too?
No, I do not like it. I am into choking the fuck out of you, but I do not like it. Don't like that because I'm just not into that at all.
Why?
I just don't like it. It's not my thing.
What about when I smack you?
No, not into that either. I don't like the hair pulling either. You can lick my asshole and maybe, you know, the pinky. You hit me with that thumb again, though. I'm going to punch you in the face. That is not cool. You, like, got me all fucking weird, dick in your mouth, and then all of a sudden I feel, whoop, and I'm like, whoa! All right, but hurry up, and only when you're sucking my cock, because as soon as you stop, that starts to hurt really bad. You're a fucker like that. Yeah, Nolly's in Dead Nose. He's the choker, not the chokey. That's right, because I'm the man.
You don't like it when I smack you, though?
Not really. Maybe
love
on my
that.
Ass a little bit, but
yeah,
I'm
that's
not.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, in the face.
I haven't smacked you in the face.
I know, and I don't like that.
No, but, like, the whole smacking on the ass thing.
Yeah,
like,
that's all right.
It's out of reaction sometimes.
That's all right, but then you're like, why'd you come so quick? Oh, I don't know, because you were fingering my ass and smacking me. That's why.
I never asked you why you'd come so quick.
No,
it's more like, Jesus Christ, what the fuck is taking so long?
Which is weird, because most women enjoy a man that can last, and I really try.
Well, dude, no, the thing is Because if I enjoy it and everything, but after a little bit, dude, I start to get raw.
Well, yeah, I understand that. But I'm saying if I don't try, like, it's really quick. But I've worked on that, and I've perfected how to last, you know? Because I always thought that was cool. That was women
well, like,
want.
Most
they
the
don't
times,
want a
dude,
3-second fucking wham, bam,
right.
Thanks, man. You know?
We're working on lately. It's
heck,
like,
Planet knows, because Matt is pro. I am pro.
Anyway. But, like, lately, our sexual escapades last, like, an hour.
It's because I enjoy it. And I know I may not get this for a while.
But it's, dude, I don't know. Maybe my twat is more.
Okay, well, then maybe
you
need to let me know, like, hey, set a timer. And be like, all right, you see this? You need to come by the time this beeps. And if not, then sorry.
That's
maybe we need to do that.
Nice.
That's not nice.
No. No, but, like, you know, it all feels good and everything, but sometimes it's like, fuck, it starts to get raw, and I'm like, shit. And then that's the days where I'm like, the next day I'm like, no, I don't want to have sex because
yeah,
I'm sore.
And I understand that. You need some time to let that shit shrink back down into place and everything. Because,
yeah,
you know, I wreck
that shit. I think my
shit's,
like, really tight. And, like, when you fuck it up like that, it hurts.
I fuck it up.
So I got to, like, be careful with it for, like, a day or so.
Beer Bear says, it's all about timing. You finish after she does. And that's what I try to do. I try to last until you're done, and then I'll do my thing and finish real quick. But sometimes I can't.
Sometimes I get off really quick.
Yeah, too. And then sometimes that. But sometimes I was saying it goes the other way. And I'm like, oh, fuck it. This just feels too good. All right, well, I'll see you in 5. But other times, yeah, I notice, like, you're like, ah, and that's it. And then I'm like, I'm still having fun, man. Fuck this shit.
Yeah, I know.
But I gotta say, you have done, like, 120% better on the sex scene lately.
What do you mean?
You have just been satisfying the fuck out of me lately, and I thank you for that. I appreciate that. I know you do it when you don't always want to, and I appreciate that.
And you still bitch at me for blowjobs.
Well, yeah, you know, I still need my dick sucked. Come on.
Just, I can never, completely off my back.
I'm still a man. What can I say?
I can't get you completely off my back. It's like, goddamn it, you know.
I know. You're working on it, though.
Fucking good enough for you.
No, it is. I'm just saying.
No, it isn't.
It is. Shut the fuck up. I'll choke you.
I have it all. And you know what, guys? All you people out there, I have... You should see my calendar.
Oh,
I
yeah.
mark every
oh, yeah.
goddamn day we have sex, because once in a while, if you guys ever hear him, he's like, we haven't had sex in like a week.
Let's go to the calendar.
Yeah, no, I'm sick of that shit, because he fucking blows it way out of proportion. A week to him is like 2 days.
Well, you know, time flies when you're having fun.
I haven't had sex in a week. Matt, we had sex last night, but it's like a week.
Each day is each hour is a day, and it's been 7 hours. That's a week. Let's fuck.
I know, like, that's, I'm totally writing
I've been
it
trying
down
to,
every time we fuck, it's on the
I
calendar.
Know. And I've been trying to chill about that, and I don't really bug you that much the last
now,
few days.
Now, because you're looking at the damn calendar going, damn, we fucked a lot.
Well, not that, I'm just getting fucked a lot, and that helps.
Okay. Well, I also don't have a job.
I finally have a good, strong stable going, and, you know, I'm proud of that. It's taken me a while, 29 years to build this stable. I got the best host stable this side of the Mississippi.
Wait till I get a job again, then we're going to go back into a rut.
Fuck. Fuck.
Unless you just want to take care of everything for me.
Yeah, I'm... Have I not been?
I mean, everything else, too.
Oh, yeah, no, I will not make your car payment. Mm-hmm. You want to get rid of that? Then get rid of it. You can drive my car. I told you that, but I will not make your car payment. You pay way too much for that thing. Yeah, I will make your car payment, but then that will be mine. And then you can have my car or something. But, yeah, no, I'm not into that. I pay everything else. I try to... And all the fucking jam hole stuff and getting beats and shit. But I can't. There's no more money for that. So
yeah,
the jamhole.com/donate. If you guys want to make your car payment.
Because I actually have a car payment due this week.
Better get out there and do something. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know what to do.
So. I don't know either. The jamhole.com/donate.
Please.
Maybe you can blow the repo, man. I don't know. Ugh. You're right. So back to the story here. She's saying that, okay, we need, it says to find otherwise that it would reduce personal freedom, limiting a person's ability to choose who can touch their body and when. So the bottom line is the state should not be able to reach into people's bedrooms when nobody is harmed, argued the guy who's acting for the man here. It matters because many couples agree to sexual activity when one isn't fully conscious. I didn't know that was a popular thing. Did you know that?
Not really.
Like, many couples agree to sexual activity when one isn't fully conscious. That sounds weird, right? Like, all these people are fucking, but only when the chicks pass the fuck out. Is that how... am I interpreting that correctly? Because that sounds kind of weird.
Yeah, that does sound kind of weird.
Quote...
Say, here, baby, let me knock you out before I do it. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, is it bedtime? Why do you want to go to bed so early? No reason. Nighttime. Take your Ambien. You know, it's weird. Quote, but most people would consider it inappropriate to criminalize a wife waking up her husband with a kiss. Yeah, see, that's weird, though. But... waking your wife up with a dick in the ass, maybe criminal. Who knows? You know, I don't know her. I don't know. So, the Ontario court, Justice Diane Nicholas, acquitted the 43-year-old, who can't be named, of course, of choking in April of 08, finding that it was part of sex play. But she did convict him of sexual assault, ruling the woman couldn't consent to being bound and sodomized with a dildo while unconscious, and sentenced him to 18 months in jail. See, this is a little... different, right, than having some sex, choking her, passing out. Like, you passed her out and then you fucked her in the ass with a dildo while she was passed out. I'd say that's probably a little over the line.
Yeah, a little bit.
And if not, then now you know in 18 months when you get out of jail, you'll know, first of all, what being sodomized feels like, right?
Right.
Second of all, you'll know enough to get a waiver sign, permission slip. It is okay to fuck my ass while I am passed out. Signed me. Notarize
signed
it.
Me.
Put it in the file. Okay? That's what you gotta do. These are tough economic times. People will sue you. People will send you to jail. You gotta watch your back, you know? It's just that extra step that would prevent 18 months of sodomy for you. The woman testified that on May 22nd of 07... she and her boyfriend of 7 years engaged in choking to heighten sexual pleasure. They had a safe word, Tweety Bird, but the woman said she had not used it. Tweety Bird, Tweety Bird, what? No, wait, I saw putty tat. Oh, fuck, what's the safe word? Shit, really? Tweety Bird? That's awesome.
Fucking say, okay, safe word, fuck.
How about stop that, it hurts? No, you like that when I hurt you.
No,
yeah, but
no,
but yeah, but no, but yeah. She later went to police amid a custody fight over their toddler. In court, she first said the couple had only talked about trying anal sex, but later she rescinded and said that they'd done it before and she'd consented, which Nicholas did not believe. So she even came out and say it. The judge was like, yeah, I think you're lying. And that was it. Simmons found evidence, couldn't support a finding she hadn't consented. The case was heard by a 3-judge panel. One endorsed Simmons' decision while the third dissented. So, bottom line, you got to get that shit in writing. That's all. And that sucks to do, but hey, if you're going to get into some freaky shit that you may or may not lose your life during, you got to take that extra step. That's just how it is, right?
Yeah.
All right.
So.
Well, speaking about freaky...
if you ever knock me out and put it in my ass...
I don't have to knock you...
hurt.
I don't have to knock you out to put it in your ass. Let me tell you something.
I will hurt you if you ever knock me out and try to put anything in my butt.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. It's much more fun when you're awake and you just dip it in there and hold on. Yee-hoo! Whoa! Ride him, cowboy!
God.
All right, now hold on. I'm gonna come.
Way funner when I fold you over and shove my thumb in your ass too, because you're like, ah!
I'll give you that.
It's good.
Not as fun though, because your thumb doesn't come, and that's fun.
What?
It's more fun watching the cum come back out, but not
ew.
When my dick is in there. I do not like that. That is the nastiest feeling, because it's like you're pushing
what?
The semen back into my dick hole. And that is one way. That does not work both ways.
It feels cool for me because all the muscles tighten up around
right,
your shit.
Right, but when the muscles are tightening up, the semen is trying to get rammed back down my dick's throat, and I don't appreciate that. So, speaking of freaky deaky sex, the head of the Catholic Church is bracing himself for a new round of allegations by victims of pedophile priests in Italy. Satan is at work, if you know what I mean. Can these guys stay out of the news for a week without having some sort of pedophiliac, messed up child, something involved, weird, fucked up shit happening? One week. That is all I'm asking. 1 week. Can you do that? Pope Benedict the 16th, 10 VI, 6, 10, 15, 16, you're right, 16th, is facing growing pressure over his handling of pedophile priests as new cover-ups come to light in Italy. The country with the greatest concentration of Roman Catholic clerics. Is that weird now that these allegations come out in the place where there is the most of them? Huh, interesting. You would think that's the one place Satan wouldn't be. But he is. I heard a interview with one of them, and the guy was like, Satan is in the Vatican. It's like, well, no, the Pope is in the Vatican. Satan can't be there too, can he? I mean, come on.
Or can he?
Or can he? Ah! Bum, bum, bum! Excuse me. After the last allegations that Benedict took no action in the U.S. when he was head of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, the Vatican's enforcer, the church is now terrified as more victims stand up to be counted in Italy, according to the head of an Italian anti-abuse group. Quote, with the scandals erupting abroad, we will see a huge growth, if you know what I mean, in their little weird robes. A huge growth in victims groups in Italy in coming weeks, said the guy yesterday. That's awful. As Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, Benedict handled abuse cases at the Vatican for 24 years before he became Pope in 05. Quote, please.
Nolly's Undead says the purple throbbing head of the church ready to shoot hot God all over the children.
That's how it works.
Or the Pope is Satan. Mind blows up.
Oh, man. It's getting just fucked up, right? Pretty soon the next headline's going to be Pope comes out as the Antichrist. You are all tricked. Ha ha ha. Mass suicides happening all over Italy. Quote, we are likely to discover that the Vatican worked even harder in Italy with bishops than elsewhere to hide cases simply because the contact was closer and the church is so powerful in Italy. I thought it was because of Satan. It's because you guys can do whatever the fuck you want because you're the Catholic Church, right? So, and we've talked about this many times before, and it's just the same old shit. I just wanted to mention that yet again, this is coming out, and yet again, they're not being like, no, that's totally, your allegations are completely unfounded. They're like, yeah, we're scumbags. I guess slap on the wrist again? No? Oh, we're going to jail this time?
What's that?
I'll be right back. Sad. I'll be right back. I don't answer to you, actually. I answer to God. So... All right, well, speaking about messed up shit with children, they found in New Mexico, in Albuquerque, I'll just tell you the story. This is kind of fucked up. So, a property owner and his wife were walking around when they saw what they described as a baby blanket. Okay.
Okay.
Canon well.
Right.
There was a box underneath the blanket, and when they looked inside,
with a dead baby.
They found...
Dead baby.
Absolutely. Dead Woo! Baby. So far, the sheriff told Action 7 News. He thinks they baby. Nice typo. It's the, not they, but whatever. The, it's a gift, really. Actually, it's more of a curse. I can't help myself. The baby was an infant up to 2 months old. He did not reveal the baby's gender because it doesn't fucking matter. The property owner said he saw the blanket there since January when he bought the property. But because of the snow, he just walked the land to see what it was. The sheriff's department, that's weird, right? Like, you see this, and you're like, that's weird, but then you're like, you know, in the middle of buying a house and property, and there's a lot of shit involved with that, so you just don't think nothing of it. And then to find that, dude, like, that's gotta be crazy, man. I don't know. So, he walked the land to see what it was. The sheriff's department says trying to find anything that will lead them to the baby's parents. Quote, our detectives are going... through. They have a pretty large crime scene. It's a pretty large property. They want to comb the area for any additional evidence. Of course, this is a very sad and upsetting event, of course, and they don't know if there are any missing infants. He said the first thing is to try and identify the baby. Good luck with that. And also trying to determine how the child ended up there. I gotta guess, someone... put him in the box and buried him there?
They're like, I don't want this anymore.
I mean, I'm no detective, but that's kind of what it looks like. So, anyway, just thought I'd mention that. Kind of fucked up to find on your land. Like, you just buy the property and you find a dead baby on it. You're like, jackpot! I'd rather find oil, but okay.
Yeah, that'd be better. Oil and, doesn't cry.
Yeah, talking about just finding weird fucked up shit, man, this is really weird. A mummified body of an upland man wanted in the stabbing death of his roommate has been found in a car near the Salton Sea. Now, workers in a nearby ranch were clearing debris from a wash area with a bulldozer Saturday when they spotted an abandoned blue Nissan Sentra. It's a pretty nice car, right? No, not at all.
What? A Sentra?
A Sentra.
Yeah, I don't know.
The car appeared to have been parked there for a while because there were no visible tracks around, said Lieutenant. The man was slumped in the driver's seat with all the windows shut. Papers in his wallet identified him as Javier D. Robinson. Quote, "The body was in a state of mummification. We haven't had the hot weather lately. If it had been summer, he would have melted into that seat and we would only have bones and clothes left." That's full decomp, man. And that
is
some
fucking disgusting shit.
You think your man's balls and asshole or your woman's vagina and asshole stink after like a week of no shower? You don't know nothing, man. That
you walk up on like a full decomposed pig or hog
or
fucking cow or something in the middle of the summer. Ugh.
No good. Nollies and Dead says, "Wait, someone got stabbed by a fucking mummy? Awesome. That is a pretty awesome, right?" The body was in a state of mummification, of course. Robinson, who's 30, was accused of stabbing and killing Chava Barasa, who's 34. Both men, of course, lived in a state-run halfway house serving violent offenders with severe mental illnesses. Wow, and one of them stabbed another one? Get the fuck out of here. No way. You put a bunch of mentally retarded violent offenders in a house together? This is like Real World season. What are they on? 58? That's what I want to see.
I would watch that anything else.
Fuck Jersey Shore, dude. I want to see this shit. Fuck yeah. Sign them up,
man. A new reality show. But instead of regular dumb people, we have real dumb people.
Find out what happens when people stop acting sane and right. start getting insane. The Real World Insane Mental Illness Ward. Ba-bum, ba-bum, ba-bum.
We have one with autism, one with Down syndrome, one with this, and one
Oh, God, that would be such an awesome... If we have any Flash animators in the house, email info at thegemhole.com. I got a show idea. So, Robinson allegedly stabbed Barasa in January and stole another roommate's car. Robinson had vanished until Saturday's gruesome discovery. Investigators had not determined how he died, but they found rat poison in the trunk of the car. Interesting. Quote, "In the past, he had tried to commit suicide using rat poison. So I took one and I put them together and I got that he probably ate the rat poison and laid down and died. Moving on." Oh, fuck. So, speaking of retards, this is like a scene right out of our new Real World series, right?
Oh, yeah?
Placerville, California, a woman described as being mentally disturbed was shot and killed by cops after stealing an ambulance and ramming police cruisers.
Okay.
So, she was a patient at the Marshall Hospital in Placerville. She fled the emergency room, stole the ambulance at about 10 a.m., took the fuck off. Sunday, right?
All right.
Officers pursued the woman for several minutes until the vehicle turned onto a steep driveway and was penned in by the cruisers. Quote, "You could tell she was like, can't go nowhere," said Roberta Marque, who witnessed the incident. Multiple shots were fired moments later, according to witnesses. Officials said the woman tried to escape by putting the ambulance into reverse and ramming three cop cars. A single officer fired his weapon, killing the driver while she was still inside. So, that's that. That's how you do it, right? One shot. Boom.
I guess.
Take him out. You're retarded. Why did you steal that? Why? Stop that. All right, so I got a couple stories here from Florida. MDS sent in before we call tonight. Just a couple quick ones. I'd like to talk about that chelation one where the homeopathic place was giving hepatitis to people, but we're going to save that one for Wednesday because it's kind of a long story. So this one, this is kind of mind-blowing to me just because I was kind of in this game for a while. Not the best part of my life, but, you know, a part nonetheless. Nearly 1,000, this is in Indian River County, nearly 1,000 prescription pills were recovered from a man's underpants during a traffic stop Wednesday. Okay?
Okay.
1,000 prescription pills, which maybe if you have a script, that ain't no thing. That ain't no thing, right? People have pills all the time.
I guess.
Maybe this guy didn't exactly have a legit script for that.
Probably not if they're in his underpants.
590 oxycodones, 397 Xanax. He's 51 years old. That is a lot of pills, bro. He's charged with trafficking oxys and possession with intent to deliver the Xanax and possession of weed less than 20 grams.
So you really put that on there.
You have oxys and Xannies. Why do you need pot? Like, the pot ain't gonna do nothing but make you puke, if anything. You know, you're gonna smoke the weed, you're probably gonna smoke a cig, and then you're gonna get all dizzy. I've been there, dude, trust me. You're gonna get all dizzy, you're gonna puke, you're gonna feel good again, you're gonna smoke more weed and smoke another cig, you're gonna puke again. That's just how it goes. That's just how it is. There's no way around that. I mean, that was a lot of dope to be rolling around with in a car, though, for real. So, McKenzie gave the deputy permission to search him, mistake numero uno there, during the traffic stop, according to the arrest affidavit. The drugs all found in a bag concealed in McKenzie's underwear potentially had a street value of... What do you think? Let's say 400 oxy, or 600 oxys, 400 Xannies.
I have no idea, dude.
$100,000.
What?
Cha-ching!
Yeah, if you're like, that's like top fucking prices on the street.
That's... Oh, and they always do that to be like, we need more money for budget. Look at all the good we're doing. Well,
that's bullshit.
You're
dude.
Selling your oxys at $2 a milligram, which is retarded even right. At street prices. You're selling your Xannies for any kind of money, which is ridiculous because they're crap. So, yeah, the pot was probably the only thing worth anything except for the fucking oxys. That's retarded. Why are you driving a car and failing to adhere to traffic rules when you have $100,000 worth of illegal drugs on you, you fucking idiot? You're 51. You know better than that, maybe? I guess not. I don't know. That's sad.
Very sad.
He told investigators he would have provided the pills to customers as far north as New Jersey, according to his arrest affidavit. He is being held in lieu of $137,500 bail at the jail. And the last one for tonight, this one was something you found kind of interesting here. A man, also in Florida, neither here nor there. Well, it kind of is, but apparently upset after learning that his pet schnauzer died following routine surgery, faces charges today after police said he choked. He was playing the choking game with a... Sorry. He choked and threatened to kill a Palm Bay vet. You don't play the choking game with your vet.
No, even, they have like, anesthesia, okay?
Right. Samuel Winstead, 60, of Rockledge, was charged with aggravated assault and battery after Palm Bay police were called about 10:40 a.m. today to the animal hospital. Quote, apparently, he dropped his dog off for routine surgery, but the schnauzer died. Move on and get another dog. No, I'll fucking kill you! You crazy fuck. It's a dog. It's a stupid dog. A schnauzer? Now you're going to jail over a schnauzer. It even sounds stupid. Schnauzer.
Yeah, dude. You have a schnauzer. Little fucking dumb dogs.
Aren't
okay.
they? They're the like those little long looking dogs, right? The like the wiener schnitzel dogs?
No.
Is that a schnauzer? No. What am I thinking of?
You're thinking of a wiener dog.
Oh, is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Fucking dog people. I don't get that.
A schnauzer is like, I don't know, it's kind of small, ugly. I don't know.
Just a dumb little dog? All right.
I don't think they're that little, though.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'm thinking miniature schnauzer or something. I don't know. Anyway, the dog died. They called him to come get the dog, and he just lost his shit. That's when he pulled out a knife and started to choke the doctor and pushed a nurse. Now, that's over the line. You don't push the nurse, okay? Several cops responded to the clinic within minutes and stopped a car belonging to the suspect a short time later. Witnesses told officers that Winstead was in the hallway of the hospital and, in one hand, holding a towel that was wrapped around the dead dog and, in the other hand, of course, holding the knife. Quote, he had the dog in a white blanket and told the doctor, "This isn't over. I'm going to come back and I'm going to kill you." He then left. The hospital remains open, staff said. Winstead was taken to the Palm Bay Police Department, and he was going to be turned over to Brevard County Detention Center. So, pretty
it's
awesome.
A dog.
Over
Get over
a
it.
Dog.
I had to shoot my own dog, and I didn't make that big of a fuss.
Ever see
over
the
it.
Movie Old Yeller? or what was it called? Yellow. Yeah, Old Yeller, right? The cashier's dog?
Yeah. It happens. I shoot my own dog, and I called off work the next day, and then I went into work, and I had this dog for 12 years, okay? And fucking, it was my Rottweiler. Yeah. And when I went into work the next day, some guy had asked me, he's like, why'd you call in? And blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I had to put my dog down. I had to shoot her because she had really bad hip dysplasia, and it got to the point where she couldn't even move her back legs, and she was crawling.
And that it sucks. But at that point,
she was in a lot of pain.
But see, it's different when you do it as opposed to someone else doing it, right?
And so, I couldn't even get her up into the truck to take to a vet to put her down because she would try and snap at me because it hurt when I tried to pick her up.
We had a Rottweiler like that once too. It got bit by a snake when it was younger, and it was fine. But then when it got older, it got really bad.
Yeah,
and it got to the point where it could barely walk.
Bigger breeds have a lot of problems with hip.
Right, and I remember coming home from school one day and the dog was gone, and I just knew what happened, and I was really sad about it. You know, you get sad over that.
Well,
shit.
See, check this out, dude. We had the dog for 12 years. I had her when I was a little kid, dude. Like, I could ride her when I was a little kid, you know, and I had her all the way up until we were up here, and I had called off work, and I went to work the next day, and they had asked me, they're like, why'd you call into work? And I'm like, I had to put my dog down, you know, I had to shoot her because I couldn't get her to a vet. And they're like, that's the only reason you missed work, because you had to fucking shoot your dog? I'm like,
what?
I'm like, what, dude? I'm like, because they're like, yeah, it's just a fucking dog. Fuck you. And I'm like, dude, you know what?
Yeah,
I'm
that's like, fucked up.
No, I looked at him. I was like, dude, I could shoot you easier than I could shot my own dog.
Yeah.
I'm like, you can't beat a companionship of 12 years.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Unless you have a fucking child.
That I understand. Now, I'm interested to see, though, it didn't say what the surgery was or what was wrong with the dog. Like, the dog could have been totally fucked up, but he could have just been taking him in to get spayed or neutered, and then it died. So it could go either way. I would be interested to see what the cause.
He was just going in to get neutered and it died.
Yeah, but I don't think it would have said that. But I am curious to see, like, why was the dog in there in the first place, you know? Because, you know, maybe it was something completely routine and the doctor fucked up. But still, sue for malpractice. Don't go choke the guy, because guess what? Now you're in jail.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And chances are, people like this, you have like 8 more dogs at home. You're in jail now. Dogs are like Lord of the Flies, living it up, fucking piggy's head on a stake.
Yeah, my
running
Rottweiler
rampant
at the time, that was my only dog. Like, and I had had her since I was, since my little brother was just born. We got her in 92, and my brother was born. So, and then we had her, fuck, what's 12 years later after 92? Fucking
04?
Yeah, 04. Okay. Yeah, that's. Sure. That summer, was it?
Charlie Clown says, I love animals. Some guy owned an alligator in Kalispell, and it got loose, and everyone beat it to death at the Shady Lane Roller Rink.
It wasn't an alligator, it was a caiman, thank you.
You mean the Boys and Girls Club, where we are no longer ever allowed in?
Yeah, no, they actually got that. They fucking beat it to death, and then they took it down to the fucking, what do you call it, the wildlife.
Should have took it to the pet cemetery.
They took
back.
It to the wildlife fishing game place.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, it's a gator and blah, blah, blah. Dude, me and my uncle, we saw it in the paper. And they're like, oh, a gator found in Cal. I'm like, we're like, what the fuck? And we go down there.
It's not a gator,
there.
You fucking
idiots.
Yeah,
dude, we went down there and we're like, that is someone's pet. And they're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, and you, if you got one, there's another one. And they're like, what do you mean? They're like, one, they're called caimans. They only get to about 5 feet long.
Yeah,
they're red. They have 5 fingers. And there was meaner temperament, and they come in pairs.
There's a couple aquarium shops here that had them in the shops.
There's
like,
one here
when
it that
was
has
this
it
big.
In the shop.
That's that bigger one, because I think it's probably the same one.
I took a
one.
Picture of it. I sent it on Twitter.
Yeah, because I remember being younger and going there, and it was only like that big. It looked like a little raptor kind
of. They've had it for like 17 years.
I bet that's the one, because I was about that old when I was 17 years ago.
No, it's still in there.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
You get beat to death.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Okay.
No, if you have a exotic animal license or whatever, you got to have those things. But they come in pairs. You can buy them in pairs, and you can breed them and sell them. And that's what had happened. And it got loose.
Are there good bucks in those?
Yeah.
Are they pretty expensive?
Yeah.
Exotic and shit?
Yes.
You have to have special license for those, I bet. Right.
Yes.
I'm willing to bet the guy here probably didn't have a license for it. I don't know.
Anyway, but it had gotten loose from somebody's yard or whatever. I guess the guy had went out for vacation and his neighbor or something was supposed to be, you know, taking care of and watching them and stuff.
Yeah.
And they just didn't take that good care of them and they fucking got out. One of them had gotten out and that's the one that got beaten to death because it fucking got into, what's the river by the old steel bridge? It was like right up in there where they found
Flathead
him.
Flathead River?
Or whatever. Well, they found him in there and then they fucking beat him to death and stuff. And we're like, yeah, dude, that's a caiman. And dude, in Florida, caimans, dude, one year they fucking, they fucking had an open season on them. They're like, go kill them. Go
really?
Fucking kill them all.
Were there just so many of them? Or?
Yeah, well, people keep, like, just like up here, dude, people buy them as pets so much, and they fucking keep them and shit, and then they get tired of them once
they
get so
big. And they don't know what to do with
their
them.
Their temperament is so fucking horrible. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
They're 10 times meaner than a regular gator.
They're
I can walk right by a gator and not be fucking bothered. A caiman will attack the gator that's chilling on the damn bank.
They're like little velociraptors. They'll fuck your shit up.
Fucking out in the Everglades, all these caimans were eating the gators and shit, attacking people. So they opened up an open season on them and shit just to get the numbers of the caimans down.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Good eating for like a year.
Hackplant says it snapped at him. He flipped and ran like a bizzo.
Bitch.
All right, well, we got a voicemail to play, of course. When the show's not live, you can always leave us a message, 406-204-4687. I'm going to guess Red Fox. No, I don't know who this is. 14 seconds. And go.
Damn, just listen to the new Big Mouth. Oof. Man. I think it's time for Podcasting Idiot, the remix, version 2. Don't take that shit from that penguin fucker.
I did hear that. Pretty amusing.
What happened?
Well, so a while back, I got on Josh's case. Not really so much. Mostly joking around. You know how we do.
We
rabble each other back and forth. And I was like, hey, I really appreciate you guys rehashing all the news stories we do. And he made it sound like I was making fun of him for just doing old news stories. I don't give a fuck if you do old news stories. I find it amusing that they just so happen to be all the ones that we do. And I understand we have somewhat different audiences, but it's just funny because I listen to it, and it's like right down the line, the same stories we did and shit. And it's cool. I enjoy hearing everyone's point of view on the same story.
You get a different take
and
on it and shit.
I understand we're not the only shows that do news stories, and there's only so many to go around. But it was just funny to me, the way I worded it. I was like, you know, thanks for rehashing all of our stories in case we missed something. And yeah, he mentioned it on his show and was like, you know, fuck you. Our people haven't heard him yet, so they're new to him. We only do it once a week or twice a week, if that, you know, and this and that. So pretty amusing. But yeah, maybe we'll have to have another rap battle, son.
Maybe.
You want to take it there? You want to take it to this rap shit? I'll perform it live. That's how I get down. So there. All right. Well, you got anything else before we call it a night? Thanks for the voicemails.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
I'm good, man.
Yeah. Hack Planet says, rap battle that bitch.
Woo.
Willy Goat says, penguin fucker. I know. That was awesome, penguin fucker. Oh, fuck. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for being with us. Of course, thejamhole.com. Email us info@thejamhole.com. 406-204-4687. Thejamhole.com/donate. If we made you laugh at least once, hook a brother up. Hook a sister up, actually. She
Please.
Needs it more than I do right now. But thejamhole.com/forums. Make sure you get in there. Get signed up for the contest. Giving away 2 autographed Keith and the Girl What Do We Do Now books. Pretty awesome stuff. And also, if you want us to do a show in Florida, get in there and post and be like, we're there if you're there. Because if not, we're going to do something else. We might go to Amsterdam. So who knows?
Sounds
good to me. You guys want to go to Amsterdam instead? Because that would be fucking fun. So, yeah. I don't know. Just post in there and we'll figure it out. Thejamhole.com/YouTube. Upload a few new videos up there. The Sandpoint Trip. Danny Dancing. Lyrical and Papa Pill rapping. And then, this Thursday, if any of you guys want to come hang out, watch me rap, and Lyrical and Papa Pill rap will be up there Thursday at Grizzly Jack's. Ladies' night. Half off drinks for the females. $50 prize dance contest again, I believe.
Again?
I'm pretty sure they're doing that every Thursday with the dance contest, so.
All right, I'm going to kick it this time.
You better.
I'm just getting in to, like, fuck with people.
I'm just roll in there and just take it all off and be like, money, money, money. Yeah, that's how we do it. I'll buy you drinks again. That's cool. All
right, sounds good. Because
I know I buy you drinks, I get fucked. and sucked.
You got all turned on. You're like, holy shit.
I know. I was like watching that video over and over again.
That
and
video
I'm like,
sucked.
About ready to jerk it. I noticed there was a comment. Some dude was like, who's the tranny? It's like, God damn it. That's not what she needs to see. But maybe she was talking about the other chick. Who knows? But I replied. I was like, maybe your mom? I don't know. That's all I got. Jesus.
I don't think that video was all that great. I think, you know.
Yeah, and I understand.
Better later on anyway. It was awesome.
I understand. You know, we're all living paycheck to paycheck. I get it. You guys are probably doing the same thing. If you can't donate, tell people. Help us build this thing up. We want to get, you know, a good audience built up. So that when Obama does whatever the fuck miracle he's trying to do, and we do have money, we'll have a bunch of people, and we'll get some good donations all at once, because they'll be like, you know, you guys paid for this out of pocket during the tough times, and that's really awesome that you guys did it, so here is $1 million. So that's the plan anyway. But yeah, definitely the jamhole.com/store. We do have things. You don't just have to, I mean, we do these shows for free, of course, and we have a super fast dedicated server that costs lots of money every month, but we have stuff in the store. You don't have to just give us money for nothing or for the episodes. You can, you know, buy a hemp necklace or stickers, Jamhole Church stickers. Those are pretty awesome. They're vinyl. They're weatherproof. They're amazing. She's got some hemp necklaces. We'll be putting those up in the store pretty soon. We got the 250 video, our first live audience show that was filmed up at Anna's New York. That was pretty sick. We got the Book of Matthew CD or digital download. You can check that out. It's the first hip-hop album I made with stolen beats, whatever, so fuck those people. Anyway, yeah, check that out, Grizzly Jacks. Check it out. April 20th, we'll be playing in Spokane. That'll be kind of cool. Word on the street is the Hieroglyphics might be there. You guys know who they are. I fucking do. And if that's true, that is going to be a crazy show. So definitely looking forward to that. Fucking smoking weed, drinking, getting crazy fucked up, getting on stage and just forgetting all of my rhymes. So I bought some beats. I'll be trying to hopefully get something together by Thursday to perform. If not, I still got those other two songs I can do, but I'm gonna try and get something written. So
Hack Planet says the church stickers are really cool.
They are really cool. I fucking like those, and we got quite a few of those left. We got 3 extra large Jamhole shirts left, so the jamhole.com/store, check that out. If not, you know, if you guys can't afford to donate or anything, just make sure you spread the word, sign up on the forums, follow us on Twitter, check the Facebook group, all that, because that all gives us numbers, and then we can, you know, use that as a press kit. We can put together stats that I'm working on right now. Definitely also make sure you're subscribed in iTunes. Even if you listen live, we need you guys to be subscribed in iTunes. Write a review, comment. Fuck voting on Podcast Alley. I heard what Josh was saying, and I'm totally down with that. I said that a long time ago, but then I was like, we still do get a few people here and there, but yeah, that site has gone down the shitter, so fuck that place. I guess iTunes, Zune Marketplace, all that shit, definitely subscribe, rate us, review us, all that good shit. And yeah, we'll talk to you guys Wednesday.
Wednesday it is.
Later.
Later.
You are listening to The Jam. The Jam, The Jam, The Jamhole.com.